This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
First up in Turkey. Now, we had a story a couple of weeks ago on the current pressures the LGBT community is under in Turkey. The latest, education bosses in Turkey have ordered children to stop drawing rainbows in case they turn people gay. Yes?
Oh, you heard it. God. Is that around the COVID thing and people putting rainbows at their windows for when going on little walks and things like alongside with the teddy bear? So because there have been a lot of rainbows out there because of that.
So that's just completely think different. Part of the whole, this is another government that has really been pushing anti-LGBT rhetoric. In fact, and we spoke last week about the head of the religious affairs, who's a really ultra-conservative religious guy. He's apparently been making televised anti-LGBT sermons, which marked the beginning of Ramadan, being quite inflammatory, calling, you know, homosexuality is corrupting generations. And he's certainly encouraging a wave of hate speech, which is blaming LGBT community for poisoning young people. So this has now culminated where education officials have ordered schools to prevent children from drawing rainbows because they're now seen as a symbol of perversion. It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. It's just,
I don't know how you stop this.
Not sure, because if it's part of the kind of the rhetoric from the government to push issues as well, unless you have a change and a change of government, you're not going to be able to change that.
No, so maybe we need to have a national campaign. Maybe we can drive an international campaign that just floods news feeds in Turkey with rainbows.
Yeah, maybe we can do that. That's a good idea. Let's push for that. Let's do that.
What have you found out throughout the week? I think you've got an update on Hungary.
I have got an update on Hungary. So the Hadda Society, we interviewed somebody at Lucia at the Hadda Society a few weeks ago and talk about the situation there. But Hungary is set to actually stop banning men who have sex with men from donating blood. It happened from the 1st January.
The last time, we went to Hungary a couple of weeks ago, and it was about them trying to ram through these anti-trans bills under the cover of COVID-19. And now we're seeing an opening up of blood donations. This is quite a shock.
It's a good thing. I think they've gone to a risk-based assessment now. They're saying that it can be, you know, if anybody that have risky sexual behaviours is excluded rather than excluding just men who have sex with men. Yeah, I think it's just reflect the way the screening has evolved and now much more reliable, and the window period has reduced dramatically. So now you can detect HIV quicker, so therefore you don't need to take as much, I guess, don't need to discriminate as much.
But as you said, this actually came into effect from the 1st of January, but the Hadda Society, the local LGBT group there in Hungary, only, you know, stumbled across it.
They actually alerted us of it.
Doesn't it make you wonder, though, if this has been, if they've started to make a bit of noise on it now because they've been copping a whole lot of international bad press over, you know, their other actions around the trans community?
Yeah, it's possible. You have to wonder. That's always something to think about.
The cynic in me.
I was going to say.
But we do have some good news. We do have some good news from Germany, which is a bit exciting. Germany has passed a law banning conversion therapy.
Hooray. For under 18.
Right. Okay, this is one of those things. There's an asterisk on the end. Conditions apply. This is a good...
It's,
story, it's a good-ish.
It could be better. I think it could be better. I mean, it's heavy fines for people breaking the law. You know, €30,000, which is around $60,000.
Wow.
Prison, up to a year in prison, and parents and guardians are also could face punishment as well if they are use deception, coercion, or threats to put children through these practices. So, I mean, it's a very good start.
So those fines are to any group who tries to run these. So if a religious group or something tries to run them, the fine applies to the group that's running them, which is why they're so high, I assume.
Anyone breaking the law. So I think it can be an individual as well. It doesn't have to be a group. It can be the individual.
Right.
And wow. Parents and guardian are subject to the same fines. So it's good. And it's recognized. What the harm these therapies do, or so-called therapies do, to people. So it's really good.
And the other interesting part, this is under Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats Party. So again, they're not the natural party of LGBT rights, but they pushed through marriage equality. Now they've pushed through this, that they have been very quietly progressive in their, LGBT rights.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think there was a really good speech from the German Health Minister, Jens Spahn, talking about it. But I mean, obviously, there are people that are critics of it, and it only applies to up to 18, under children under 18. So the Green Party wanted the upper age limit to be raised to 26. And another group, a German LGBTIQ group, also wanted the higher age limit. But I think it's a start.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.